第一段经文是以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节。
First Ephesians chapter 5 verses 19 to 20.
以弗所书第五章第十九节，保罗说，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和地赞美主。凡是要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Sorry, technical difficulties.
Okay. 好，那我就先读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第十八节。帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。那么最后是腓立比书第四章第六到第七节，腓立比书第四章第六第七，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
Ephesians 5:19-20. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And finally, Philippians 4:6-7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那么感恩节有好几百年的历史。
Thanksgiving has several hundred years of history.
啊，第一个感恩节是在1621年12月13号。
And the first Thanksgiving is 1621 in
December 15th.
December 15th.
也就是朝圣之父抵达美国三年之后的那个时候。
And it's the pilgrims after the 3 years after they came.
我们这些从英国到来的基督徒
，the Christians who came from England.
我们一共有102人。
There were 102 people.
他们抵达美国的麻省。
They arrived Massachusetts.
因为当时恶劣的那个环境和寒冷的天气
，because of the severe weather and the coldness.
不少的人死去了，只剩下一半的人。
Many people passed away, only half of them were remaining.
当时他们得到当地印第安人的协助。
And at that time, they received help from the local Indians.
使到他们的农作物有好的收成。
So they had a good harvest.
保住他们的生命。
And kept them alive.
他们看到神把这个美地赐给他们。
They saw that God has given them this good land.
使到他们在这个新的地方能够敬拜神。
So they may worship God in this new place.
农作物有好的收成。
They had a good harvest.
因此他们向神感恩。
Therefore they gave thanks to God.
那么感恩节传说是从那个时候开始。
According to tradition, Thanksgiving began at that point.
那么其实第一个感恩节不是一群朝圣者在1621年跟一群友善的印第安人聚餐。
But in reality, the first Thanksgiving is not one with the pilgrims having meal with the local natives in 1621.
我们第一个被记录下来的感恩节是在维吉尼亚州。
But the first one was recorded in Virginia.
在11年前之前。
11 years prior to this point.
而不是一个聚餐。
And it was not a meal.
因为在1610年的时候，在一个 Jamestown 的一个冬天，把一群移民从409人减到60人。
But in 1610 in Jamestown, the population was reduced from 409 to 60.
我们活下来的人向神祷告求助。
And the remaining people prayed to God to ask for help.
但是他们不知道怎样的帮助。
But they didn't know what kind of help.
帮助什么时候会到来。
And when would that help come?
当这个帮助借着一次载满食物和供应品从英国来的船到来的时候。
And when the help came in the form of a ship loaded with material, food and things that they need.
这些活下的人举行了一个祷告会来感谢神。
The 60 remaining people held a prayer meeting to give thanks to God.
那么真正的感恩节可以说是从那个时候开始。
So the true Thanksgiving Day came from that time.
那么圣经里面有不少的地方谈到这个感恩。
And the Bible many places talk about Thanksgiving.
那比如说刚才我们所看那几处经文。
For instance, some of the places that we looked at.
腓立比书第四章第六节到第七节。
Philippians 4, 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节这么说。
And in Ephesians 5:19 to 20, it says,
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡是要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing and making music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗迦前书第五章十八节，保罗说：“凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。”
And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus."
那么这几处经文谈到基督徒必须要做一个感恩的人。
And these passages speaks of a Christian must be thankful people.
无论是在祷告或者在诗歌来赞美神的时候。
Whether using prayer or songs,
那么都要感恩。
That as we praise God, that we need to give thanks.
那么除此之外，圣经也告诉我们要常常的向神感恩。
And besides this, the Bible also tells us to give thanks always.
也要在凡事上感恩。
In all circumstances, do we need to give thanks?
啊，不只在感恩节的时候感恩。
Not only to give thanks during Thanksgiving.
无论在任何的时候。
But no matter when,
在任何的处境
whatever circumstances,
都要感恩
we need to give thanks.
所以以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节保罗说
So in Ephesians 5:19 to 20, Paul says,
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么听起来好像弟兄姐妹在教会里面啊用诗歌来赞美神。
It almost sounds like they use hymns to praise God.
那么其实不是这两节经文谈到基督徒的心态和态度。
But, these two verses speak of a Christian's heart and his attitude.
而感恩是一种态度。
Thanksgiving is an attitude.
态度有两种。
There are two types of attitudes.
就是好和不好的态度。
There's good and bad.
那么感恩和良好的态度是有秘密相关的。
Giving thanks and a good attitude are closely related.
那么一个感恩的人必然会有一个良好的态度。
A thankful heart, a thankful individual will have good attitude.
然后不会感恩的人不会有一个良好的态度。
And a person who does not know how to give thanks will not have a good attitude.
啊，为什么一个人不会感恩？
Why does a person not know how to give thanks?
然后原因至少有三个。
There's at least three reasons.
然后第一就是骄傲。
First is pride.
一个骄傲的人不会感恩。
A person who is proud will not give thanks.
因为他觉得自己的成就是自己得来的。
Because he believes that all his accomplishments came from himself.
如果一个人认为他所得来的不是从神而来。
If a person does not consider what he has as from God,
那么他怎么会向神感恩呢？
Why would he give thanks to God?
啊，第二个原因是抱怨。
The second reason is complaint.
一个经常抱怨的人不是一个感恩的人。
A person who complains always is not a thankful person.
我曾经有位同事每次见到他的时候，
I had a coworker every time I saw him.
啊，都在抱怨。
He would be complaining.
啊，不是说这个不是对这个不满，就是对那个不满。
If he's not satisfied with this, he's not satisfied with that.
那总是觉得别人欠他的。
He always felt like other people owed him.
那么以色列人在旷野是一个很典型的例子。
The Israelites in the wilderness was a very typical example.
如果你看旧约圣经的话，你会发觉到他们经常抱怨。
If you look at the Old Testament, you realize that they complained often.
他埋怨神为什么把他们从埃及领出来。
They complain about why God let them out of Egypt.
所以在旷野里面，以色列人是埋怨的一群。
So in the wilderness, the Israelites were a group of complainers.
然后直到神必须要惩罚他们。
To the point that God had to punish them.
那么第三，一个不会感恩的人是一个活在福中不知福的人。
Thirdly, a person who does not know, who is not thankful is a person who's living in blessings but not realize it.
我在路加福音第十七章谈到主耶稣往耶路撒冷时所发生的事情。
In Luke 17, it speaks of an event that happened as Jesus was going to Jerusalem.
那么有一天主耶稣往这个耶路撒冷去的时候。
One day Jesus was going towards Jerusalem.
啊，他经过这个撒玛利亚和加利利的时候
，as he passed Samaria and Galilee，
啊，进入一个村庄
，he went through a village，
有十个长大麻风的迎面而来
，there were 10 people with leprosy who came to him，
啊，求耶稣医治他们
，and asked him Jesus to heal them，
那么这十个长大麻风的都得到医治
，all 10 of them were healed，
在。路加福音第十七章第十五节到第十六节的记载。
In Luke 17 verses 15 to 16 it records.
那么内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
那么得到医治的人只有一个回来向耶稣感谢。
Of all those who were healed, only one came back to give thanks.
然后其他的人都不见了。
The others disappeared.
其实世上有不少这种人。
Actually, in the world, there are many people like this.
啊，活在这个福中不知福的人。
They live among blessings, but they don't realize it.
所以在罗马书第一章第二十一节，保罗说。
So in Romans 1 verse 21 it said, Paul says,
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚荒，无知的心就昏暗了。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
那么这节经文谈到一个不会感恩的人。
And this verse speaks of an individual who does not know how to give thanks.
他们的思念变为虚荒，无知的心就昏暗了。
Their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
那么在路加福音十七章第十八节第十九节继续说下去。
And Luke chapter 17 verses 18 and 19 it continues.
那除了这外族人，还没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？就对那人说：“起来吧，你的信救了你。”
Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well."
因为这个人把这个荣耀归给神，并且感谢神。
Because this individual gave glory to God and gave thanks to God.
然后耶稣就对他说：“你的信救了你。”
And Jesus says, "Your faith has made you well."
那么今天这个感恩似乎失去了他的失去了他的艺术。
And as though today we've lost art of thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a lost art.那伯伦瑞斯比在这个他的这个哥罗西书这个解经书里面描述到这个问题。
And Warren Frisbee in his commentary addressed this issue.
那他谈到在 Illinois 的 Evanston 的一位救生实习的学生。
He spoke of student in lifeguard as a lifeguard in Evanston.
然后1860年一只船在靠近 Evanston 的密西根湖搁浅。
And in 1860, there was a ship who ran aground around Michigan.
那么这位学生 Edward Spencer 一次又一次的涉水去抢救17位这个乘客。
And Edward Spencer, the student, repeatedly went out to save lives.
那么在这个过程当中，他的健康受到很大的亏损。
But in this process, it impacted his health greatly.
那么数年之后，在他的丧礼里面
，and several years later at his funeral,
发觉到没有一个被他所救的人来感谢他。
There's no one that he had saved came to thank him.
有些人活在福中不知福。
So there are many people who live in the blessing, but they don't realize it.
一个感恩的人是一个不会埋怨的人。
A thankful individual is one who does not complain.
然后他知道他所拥有的。
He knows that all that he has.
然后所处在的环境必有神的安排。
And in his situation, there is God's will.
然后曾经有一位很贫穷的妇女。
One time there was a very poor woman.
她有两个孩子。
She had two children.
因为非常的贫穷，因此没有这个温暖的房子和衣服来给孩子们取暖。
Because she was very poor, therefore she didn't have warm clothes or warm house for her children.
然后冬天到来的时候，这个寒风从外面吹进房子里面。
And as winter came, the severe cold wind was seeping into the house.
然后母亲就以一块木板把这个窗口盖起来。
And the mother used a board to block up the window.
但是这个寒风还是从这个裂缝被吹进来。
But the wind was finding its way in through the cracks.
所以母亲有点埋怨。
So the mother was complaining.
但是其中这个孩子对母亲说。
But one of the children told her mother.
妈妈，外面有很多的孩子在外头里面流浪。
Mother, there are many homeless children out there.
连挡住这个寒风的木板都没有。
They don't even have a board that would stop the wind.
然后虽然这个孩子活在一个很贫困的一个环境里面。
Even though this child was living in a very poor situation.
但他自己感觉到比外面的孩子好得多。
Yeah, the child realized that she's much better off than the other children.
那么有读过这个《耶伯记》的人都会体会到耶伯所经历的。
And for those who have read the book of Job, you realize what Job has undergone.
耶伯是一个当时非常富有的一个人。
Job was a very wealthy individual of the time.
但是圣经说他在一夜之间他的财富都消失掉。
But the Bible tells us that within one night, his wealth all disappeared.
所以在耶伯记第一章第21节到22节记载说。
So in Job 1:21 and 22 it records.
我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
And said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的，在一切的事上，耶伯必不犯罪，也不以神为疑荒。
May the name of the Lord be praised. In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
然后耶伯知道他所拥有的一切是从耶和华神来的。
Job knew that everything he owned came from God.
然后神赏赐他收取，他没有荒凭神。
And so when God took away everything, Job did not deny God.
那么认识这个 Johnny Erickson 的人都会体会到他所经历的。
And those of you who know about Johnny Erickson, you understand her experience.
那么 Johnny 在17岁的时候因为潜水他的脊椎骨受伤了。
Johnny was paralyzed when she was 17 in a diving accident.
然后直到他全身都瘫痪。
So she had paralysis.
然后从今以后他不能再走路了。
So she could no longer walk.
他也不能够再游泳了。
She could no longer swim.
他必须坐在轮椅上。
She had to remain in the wheelchair.
有别人来服侍他。
And have others serve her.
那么 Johnny 当时所经历的那种痛苦是非常大的。
And she underwent great suffering at that time.
一个很年轻活泼的一个女孩子突然间成为一个瘫痪的人。
A young, active, young lady suddenly became, paralyzed.
那么当时她埋怨神为什么将这个苦难临到她的身上。
And at that time she complained against God and asked why did this happen to her.
这个是几十年前的事情。
And this was many years ago.
那么今天 Johnny 是一个中年的妇女。
And today Johnny is a middle-aged woman.
神过去几十年大大的使用她。
And these years God has greatly used her.
然后直到千千万万的人特别是那些残障的人。
So that many people, especially those who had disabilities,
那些不幸的人受到鼓励和提升。
And those who do not believe, they were encouraged.
然后每次在广播电台听到他的分享的时候。
And every time I hear her sharing on the radio,
那么深深地感受到他是一个感恩的人。
I truly felt that she's a thankful heart individual.
那么圣经教导我们不只要做一个感恩的人。
And the Bible teaches us not only to be thankful people.
也要常常的感恩凡事的感恩。
And to always give thanks and give thanks in all circumstances.
那么感恩不是一时的事情。
And giving thanks is not just a one-time deal.
那不是因为一年一度的感恩节我们必须要感恩。
It's not because Thanksgiving is here, then we give thanks.
但是圣经说要常常的感恩。
But the Bible tells us to give thanks always.
并且要在凡事上感恩。
And give thanks in all circumstances.
那么事情如意或不如意的时候。
Whether things are going well or not.
然后圣经说我们要感恩。
The Bible tells us to give thanks.
所以当保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节说凡事谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
So Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, Give thanks in all circumstances for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
然后当保罗说这句话的时候他不是经历一帆风顺的一个生命。
And when Paul said this, it was not as though he was going through a smooth sailing.
然后保罗因为传福音的缘故受到很大的迫害。
Paul was greatly persecuted because he was spreading the gospel.
被敌人追赶。
He was chased by his enemies.
并且被关在监牢里面。
He was thrown in prison.
保罗是在这个情况之下讲了这句话。
And it's under this circumstance that Paul says this.
凡事谢恩因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
为什么保罗有这种感恩的态度？
Why does Paul have this kind of attitude?
那么原因是记在格林多前书后书第四章第八节。
And the reason is recorded in 2 Corinthians 4:8.
保罗说我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃。打倒了却不致死亡，身上常常带着耶稣基督的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们的身上。
We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
然后在哥林多后书第四章第十七节第十八节保罗继续的说
And in 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18 Paul continues
我们这自战自轻的苦楚要为我们成就极大极重无比的永远的荣耀原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的 因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
所以保罗存有这个感恩的态度。
So Paul was filled with a thankful attitude.
因为他知道所受的苦只不过是暂时的。
Because he knows that the suffering that he is undergoing is only temporary.
根本比不上那极重无比的荣耀。
It is nothing in comparison to the eternal glory.
那么一个感恩的基督徒他表现出怎么样的生命。
And a thankful Christian, what kind of life would he have?
那么圣经里面说感恩是神的旨意。
And the Bible tells us that thanksgiving is God's will.
那么当一个基督徒凡事感恩的时候
When a Christian gives thanks always.
那么圣经说他行在神的旨意当中。
The Bible tells us that he's walking the will of God.
一个会感恩的基督徒表现出他是一个成熟的人。
A thankful Christian shows that he's a mature individual.
灵命有深度的人。
He has depth in his spiritual
life. 然后就好像 Johnny Erickson 一样。
Just like as Johnny Erickson.
那经过这个苦难的磨练和陶造之后。
And through the trials and tribulations.
然后成为一个成熟的人，而且是一个灵命有深度的人。
She became a mature individual and one with spiritual depth.
那叶伯所经历的苦难不是一个普通的人所能够承受的。
The sufferings of Job is not one that can be underwent by ordinary individual.
当叶伯经历这个苦难的时候他曾经埋怨过神。
And Job, when he was undergoing his suffering, he did complain against God.
但是当他经历这个苦难之后
But after his experience,
在叶伯记42章第5节叶伯说
And Job 42 verse 5, Job says,
我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。
My eyes had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
叶伯讲这句话显示他对神的感恩。
And when Job says this, it shows Job's thankfulness to God.
那感恩是一个基督徒一个成熟的一个标志。
And thankfulness is a marker of a Christian.
也显示是说他对神那种信靠和顺服。
And it also shows individuals trust and obedience towards God.
那他知道神是掌权者。
He knows that God is in control.
一切的事情都在神的掌权之下。
And everything is under the power, the authority of God.
在神的旨意当中。
It's within God's will.
那么感恩首先表现出一个基督徒灵命的成熟。
And thankfulness first shows individuals maturity in Christ.
第二也为神带来美好的见证。
And second, it brings good testimony to God.
那么当一个基督徒存有这个感恩的态度的时候
When a Christian is full of thankful heart,
他的生命影响到别人的生命。
His life has impact on others' lives.
他使到别人经历到神。
And so that others may also experience God.
所以在腓立比书第二章第十四节到第十五节保罗说
So in Philippians 2 verses 14 and 15 Paul says
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论使你们无可指责诚实无为在这弯曲不妙的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀
Do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky.
所以保罗在这边讲不要发怨言。
So Paul says, do not grumble.
也要不要起这个争论。
And nor argue.
直到你们能够在这个世代里面成为这个明光照耀的灯。
So you will shine among them like stars in the sky.
不晓得你们认识这个 Carol Wong.
I don't know how many of you knew Carol Wong.
Carol 在大约可能我们记错的话他大概五六年前离开了我们到主耶稣那边去。
She passed away maybe five, six years ago.
Carol 是一个感恩的人。
She was a thankful individual.
我看到她对神那种信靠。
I saw her trust in God.
对神那种爱还有感恩。
And her love and thankfulness towards God.
我跟她沟通了这么多年，从来没有听过她讲过一个抱怨的话。
All the times I knew her, I never heard a word of complaint from her.
每次我打电话给她或者去拜访她的时候。
Every time I called her or visited her.
然后她心中总是充满那种喜乐。
Her heart was always filled with thanksgiving.
直到我自己感觉到被造就。
So that I felt like I was encouraged.
然后心中里面感到很快乐。
And I would rejoice in my heart.
然后反过来说，如果当你跟一个喜欢抱怨的人在一起，
But in comparison, if you are with an individual who complains a lot,
你会感到心里面很烦厌。
You could become very frustrated in your heart.
所以我们中国人有一句话说，
So Chinese there's a saying,
近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
So you become what you're around.
换句话说，你跟一个好人在一起，你就变成好人了。
So if you're around a good person, then you become good.
那你跟一个坏人在一起，你会变成坏人的。
Or if you are around bad people, then you become bad.
换句话说，你跟一个感恩的人在一起。
So in other words, if you are around thankful people,
你会成为一个感恩的人。
You will become a thankful individual.
那反过来说，你经常与那些抱怨的人在一起。
But if you're around grumbling people,
你也会成为一个抱怨的人。
You will also become one.
总而言之，跟一个感恩的人在一起，好过跟一个经常抱怨的人在一起。
So, but either way, it's a lot easier to be around a thankful individual than one who complains.
那么一个感恩的人表现出怎样的生命？
And a thankful individual, what kind of life would they have?
一个感恩的人首先表现出他是一个成熟的人。
First, it shows that he's a mature individual.
他是一个灵命有深度的人。
That he has spiritual depth.
那么第二，一个会感恩的人将会带给神美好的见证。
And a thankful individual will bring about a good testimony for God.
那么第三，一个感恩的人是一个信靠神和顺服神的人。
And finally, a thankful individual is a person who trusts in God.
那么感恩跟这个信靠和顺服是有密切的关系的。
And thankfulness has close relationship with trust and obey.
那么当一个人存有这个感恩的态度的时候，
When a person is, has a thankful attitude,
那他必然会信靠神和顺服神。
He would, trust and obey God.
所以腓立比书第四章第六节到第七节说，
So in Philippians 4, 6 and 7 it says,
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那么请注意第六节所说。
Please note what verse 6 says.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
那么这节经文说明一个基督徒对神那种信靠。
And here is, speaks of a Christian's trust in God.
而当我们处在一个困境的时候，而一无挂虑的时候。
And when we're in a situation and we are not anxious about anything.
那表示我们信靠神。
Then it means that we trust in God.
而且相信他会保守我们的心怀意念。
And that we trust him to guard our hearts and our minds.
我们信靠神向他祈求，不单要一无挂虑，也要存着这个感恩的心。
And to trust in God, not only do we not be anxious about anything, but we also are thankful about everything.
所以圣经说，我们必须要常常的感恩。
So the Bible tells us to give thanks always.
凡事谢恩。
In all circumstances.
不论在好的环境里面或者不好的环境里面。
Whether in good circumstances or bad circumstances.
因为圣经说 这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那么感恩是一种属灵美德。
And thankfulness is a spiritual virtue.
一个会感恩的基督徒表现出他是一个成熟的人。
A Christian who knows how to give thanks is a mature individual.
属灵生命有深度的人。
And an individual with spiritual depth.
那么当他存着这个感恩的态度的时候。
And when he has a thankful heart.
那么他会带给神美好的见证。
He will bring glory and good testimony to God.
也表现出他是一个信靠神而且是顺服神的人。
And it also shows that he trusts and obeys God.